The great old ones didn't make the world, but they did remake it. Some tale-tellers say the beams saved it. Others say they are the seeds of the world's destruction. The great old ones created the beams. They are lines of some sort, lines which bind and hold.
Are you talking about magnetism? Susanna asked cautiously.
His whole face lit up, transforming its harsh planes and furrows into something new and amazing. And for a moment, Eddie knew how Roland would look if he actually did reach his tower. Yes, not just magnetism, but that is a part of it, and gravity, and the proper alignment of space, size, and dimension. The beams are the forces which bind these things together.
Welcome to physics in the Nut House, Eddie said in a low voice.
Susanna ignored this.
And the dark tower? Is it some kind of generator, a central power source for these beams?
I don't know.
But you do know that this is point A, Eddie said. If we walked long enough in a straight line, we'd come to another portal, call it point C, on the other edge of the world. But before we did, we'd come to point B, the center point.
The dark tower. The gunslinger nodded.
How long a trip is it, do you know?
No, but I know it's very far, and that the distance grows with every day that passes.
Eddie had bent to examine the walking box. Now he straightened up and stared at Roland.
That can't be.
He sounded like a man trying to explain to a small child that there really isn't a boogeyman living in his closet, that there can't be because there isn't any such thing as the boogeyman, not really.
Worlds don't grow, Roland. Don't they?
When I was a boy, Eddie, there were maps. I remember one in particular. It was called the Greater Kingdoms of the Western Earth. It showed my land, which was called by the name Gilead. It showed the downland baronies, which were overrun by riot and civil war in the year after I won my guns, and the hills and the desert and the mountains and the Western Sea. It was a long distance from Gilead to the Western Sea, 1,000 miles or more, but it had taken me over 20 years to cross that distance.
That's impossible, Susanna said quickly, fearfully. Even if you walked the whole distance, it couldn't take 20 years.
Well, you have to allow for stops to write postcards and drink beer, Eddie said, but they both ignored him.
I didn't walk, but rode most of the distance on horseback, Roland said. I was slowed up, shall we say, every now and then, but for most of that time I was moving. Moving away from John Farson, who led the revolt which toppled the world I grew up in and who wanted my head on a pole in his courtyard. He had good reason to want that, I suppose, since I and my compatriots were responsible for the deaths of a great many of his followers. And because I stole something he held very dear.
What, Roland? Eddie asked curiously.
Roland shook his head. That's a story for another day. Or maybe never. For now, think not of that, but of this. I've come many thousands of miles, because the world is growing.
A thing like that just can't happen, Eddie reiterated, but he was badly shaken all the same. There'd be earthquakes, floods, tidal waves. I don't know what all. Look, Roland said furiously. Just look around you. What do you see? A world that is slowing down, like a child's top, even as it speeds up and moves on in some other way none of us understand. Look at your kills, Eddie. Look at your kills for your father's sake.
He took 2 strides toward the stream, picked up the steel snake, examined it briefly, and tossed it to Eddie, who caught it with his left hand. The snake broke in 2 pieces as he did so.
You see? It's exhausted. All the creatures we found here were exhausted. If we hadn't come, they would have died before long anyway, just as the bear would have died.
The bear had some sort of disease, Susanna said.
The gunslinger nodded. Parasites, which attack the natural parts of its body. But why did they never attack it before?
Susanna did not reply.